Section 103 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Glenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Carlene Coney, Smart Writer, 42607, Lincoln, Maine. Taking the Larger Sweeps in the March of Mind. Tears of outraged vanity blurred her vision, teased with impertinent questions. Tenderness breathed from her, tense with the anguish of spiritual struggle. Terror filled the more remote chambers of his brain with riot, tethered to earth. That which flutters the brain for a moment, the accelerated beat of his thoughts, the affluent splendor of the summer day. The afternoon was filled with sound and sunshine. The afternoon was waning. The air and the sky belonged to midsummer. The air darkened swiftly. The air is touched with a lazy fragrance, as of hidden flowers. The air was caressed with song. The air was full of fugitive strains of old songs. The air was raw and pointed. The allurements of a croquette. The ambition and rivalship of men. The angry blood burned in his face. The anguish of a spiritual conflict tore his heart. The ambition and rivalship of men. The angry blood burned in his face. The anguish of a spiritual conflict tore his heart. The artificial smile of languor. The awful and implacable approach of doom. The babble of brooks grown audible. The babbledom dogs the heels of fame. The bait proved incredibly successful. The balm of solitary musing. The beauty straightway vanished. The beckonings of alien appeals. The benign look of a father. The blandishments of pleasure and pomp of power. The blinding mist came down and hid the land. The blue bowl of the sky, all glorious with the blaze of a million worlds. The bound of the pulse of spring, the buzz of idolizing admiration, the caressing peace of bright, soft sunshine, the chaotic sound of the sea, the chill of forlorn old age, the chill of night crept in from the street, the chivalric sentiment of honor, the chivalrous homage of respect, the clamorous agitation of rebellious passions, the clouded, restless, jaded mood, the constant iteration of the sea's wail, the contingent of extravagant luxury. The conversation became desultory, the crowning touch of pathos, the current of his ideas flowed full and strong. The dance whizzed on with cumulative fury, the dawn is singing at the door. The day sang itself into evening. The day was at once redolent and vociferous. The day was blunt with fog. The day was gracious. The days passed in a stately procession. The days when you dared to dream. The debilitating fears of alluring fate. The deep and solemn purple of the summer night. The deep flush ebbed out of his face. The deep tranquility of the shaded solitude. The deepening twilight filled with shadowy visions. The deepest wants and aspirations of his soul. The delicatest reproof of imagined distrust. The demerit of an unworthy alliance. The desire of the moth for the star. The dimness of the sealed eye and soul. The dreamy solicitations of indescribable afterthoughts. The dying day lies beautiful in the tender glow of the evening. The early morning of the Indian summer day was tinged with blue mistiness. The earth looked despoiled. The east alone frowned with clouds. The easy grace of an unpremeditated, agreeable talker. The easygoing indolence of a sedentary life. The echo of its wrathful roar surged and boomed among the hills. the empurpled hills standing up, solemn and sharp, out of the green, gold air, the enchanting days of youth, the eternal questioning of inscrutable fate. The evening comes with slow steps. The evening star, silvery and solitary, on the girdle of the early night. The exaggerations of morbid hallucinations. The excitement of rival issues. The extraordinary, wistful look. The eye of a scrutinizing observer. The eyes burnt with an amazing fire. The eyes filled with playfulness and vivacity. The father's vigil of questioning sorrow. The fine flower of culture. The first recoil from her disillusionment. The flawless triumph of art. The flight of the autumnal days. The flower of courtesy. The fluttering of untried wings. The foreground was incredibly shabby. The fragrance of a dear and honored name. The freshening breeze struck his brow with a cooling hand. The freshness of some pulse of air from an invisible sea. The fruit of vast and heroic labors. The general effect was of extraordinary, lavish profusion. The give and take was delicious. The gloom of the afternoon deepened. The gloom of winter dwelt on everything. The gloomy insolence of self-conceit. The glow of the ambitious fire, the golden gloom of the past, and the bright-hued hope of the future. The golden riot of the autumn leaves, the golden sunlight of a great summer day. The gray air rang and rippled with lark music, the grimaces and caperings of buffoonery, the grotesque nightmare of a haunting fear. The hand of time sweeps them into oblivion. The haunting melody of some familiar line of verse, the haunting phrase leaped into my brain, the headlong vigor of sheer improvisation, the heights of magnanimity and love, the high-bred pride of an Oriental. The hills were clad in rose and amethyst. The hilltops gleam in the morning spring. The hinted sweetness of the challenge aroused him. The hot humiliation of it overwhelmed her. The hungry curiosity of the mind. This is the end of section 103 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Carlene Coney, SmartWriter, 42707, Lincoln, Maine. This material is in public domain.